It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Happy Football Friday to you. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, thanks for making us on In the Loop part of your day. You got Lopez, you got Figgy Fig, and you have myself. We mentioned some of the things that were happening at practice. Joe Mixon was...
You changed your mind, by the way?
Did I change? About what?
You weren't confident he was going to play on Sunday. When I was saying that I thought he was.
Yeah, I'm still not certain.
Wow.
I'm still not certain. He is probably at practice again today, though. Mm-hmm. And it is a windy day, which maybe that's helpful, getting them a little bit of the elements. It's supposed to be kind of like mid-50s, maybe a little bit of slight chance of rain out there in New England when they get out there. So Mixon practice. Pierce is practicing as well. Who else didn't practice?
Mario Edwards.
Mario Edwards is not practicing today. Kamari Lester not practicing, and it's kind of expecting to not play. D'Angelo Ross getting the first team snaps. They are a majority of the first team reps on the defense. So those are some of the things that are happening at practice. But yesterday... on Thursdays, we always get to hear from the coordinators of this team, offense, defense, and special teams. But let's focus on the offense. That has been a side of the football that we've all kind of had. We've watched that space, as I like to say. That has been a side of the football that we've expected big things about from coming into the season, and that has not fully necessarily transpired yet. So Bobby Slowick, always the interesting one generally anyways. No shade to Matt Burke or Frank Ross. Those guys bring interesting things as well, but... You, in listening to them, listening to Bobby Slowick in particular, you kind of had, you felt some type of way.
I did. And you guys know, I mean, I call him the savant. I've been very high on Bobby Slowick since before they hired him. I mean, he was one of the guys that I hoped they hired when D'Amico came in as offensive coordinator. So it's not like, oh boy, this guy. You know, it's not that. But there are some things that you know, vibe, whatever you want to call it, hit different. When I heard him yesterday, and
you sound like somebody's daddy. I love it.
like the kids say.
That's what the youths.
The youths these days. So I'm listening to it because I'm listening to it after the show.
Yes. You
know, because it was obviously going on either during or right after, you know, our show.
Yeah, right at the tail end of when we were on air.
And I heard, like, as I'm going through this, I'm like, damn, Bobby, don't make so many excuses.
Let's see. I kind of want to really sit and see if we feel like there's excuse making happening here. So let's start with Bobby Slowick looking backwards towards the Bills game. How did Bobby feel about the offensive performance against Buffalo, and what was the biggest challenge that they're still trying to overcome?
For us, even offensively, we felt like that was probably one of our better offensive games. First half was one where really we felt like we were doing and executing how we wanted. We had cleaned up the penalties, which was a big thing for us going into the game, which is a credit to the guys. I mean, they've gone all in on really trying to hammer that out. Then the second half, we kind of had a few times it showed back up and we just couldn't overcome it. And, you know, like statistically, we've been good on third down. We've been good in the red zone. We've been good in yards. There's like this void somewhere between the plus 45 and the plus 30. That we've had some issues in, and that right now as a staff is what we're in there grinding and trying to figure out, because really in the game where we stalled in the second half was we had two, really three if you count the 44-second play, times where we got across the 40-yard line and we had no points to show for it, you know, which that gets hard. That's hard to win in the NFL when that happens. So we were fired up as a team that we were able to rally together and get that done.
All right, so that was probably his strongest – fairest comment on where the offense is. So as he's saying that, I'm like, all right. And as you guys just said, you know, I'm a big fan of Bobby Slowick's. And so, okay, so they get across the 40-yard line. They had these spells of not getting the offense really going, or it's stagnating or whatever.
Yeah, and I mean, penalties have affected that, but also just like not quite getting the job done. And that's part of why you've had such a lot of work for Kyme Fairbairn to be done, because you're in that situation where you're close, but you're not getting yourself into the red zone, and so hey, Kyme, come get us three from distance here.
Yeah, and so I'm okay. I'm sitting there going, okay, that sounds right. But as we go through here, and I know we're going to hear more from him right here, but in terms of the offense in total, why we haven't seen what we thought we wanted to see, and I think, you know, that when he was talking about that, it became very evident that he's trying to figure things out. And by the way, he's got to figure things out.
All right. So Bobby Slowick, this is cut two here. Why hasn't the offense been able to fire on all cylinders yet?
The NFL is hard. True. It is hard.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear that.
We embrace the fact that we've been able to get some wins and got to 4-1, and we played a lot of really good team efforts. Very rarely in the NFL, in any aspect, so even if you bring it all the way down to offense, are all things clicking at once. Like, that's an extremely rare thing in the league. So, you know, we had the first game, our run game was clicking. I would say probably our pass game, not so much. We've had a couple games in there where nothing was really clicking. And then we've had some games since where the pass game's been clicking and the run game's had its moments, but by and large has not always been exactly what we want. But, you know, that can change at the snap of a finger.
This is the one where I went, oh, don't go there. First of all, nobody wants to hear the NFL is hard. And maybe it's PTSD from Bill O'Brien, Figgy. You guys are something.
Do you guys have any idea how hard it is to win an NFL game?
And oh my gosh, Figgy, you just brought back even more memories. And I'm like,
I wish I could find that clip.
We've lived that with a really bad coach.
That's what we call posturing.
Yes, like nobody wants to hear that. You know, Bobby.
I love that you got very close to one of my favorite sayings, which is ain't nobody trying to hear that. Ain't nobody trying to hear that.
I'll use that next time.
Please do. I welcome you to do
that. You know what I mean? It's like, right.
He's not wrong in that regard, right? But I think when he went as far as saying it's very rare that everything is clicking on all cylinders,
that got me too.
I feel like we're doing a lie here.
That was Bill O'Brien-esque.
And I understand. Yeah. Everything's not clicking on all cylinders and you're finding a way to get it done. I do understand what we're doing there. But starting there, I didn't like the taste of that.
I didn't either. And by the way, you know, yes, it can be rare. It can be very rare that not everything on an offense is clicking. This isn't an average offense, we were told. You know, you go into a party. I was told there'd be tacos. I was told this was going to be a great offense. You know, and I'm just like, that doesn't quite sit right. You know.
Yeah, and look, let me not say that. Anyways.
You guys are unbelievable to me. Do you have any idea how hard it is to win an NFL football game? I mean, it is the most difficult thing to do, I think, in professional sports.
I don't need that in my life. I've had that in my life, and I don't need anymore.
I think you guys are unbelievable to me.
That's the part that got me right there.
I don't know what he thought he was doing. Do you think he was going to get sympathy by scolding everybody?
Yeah, exactly.
I think you guys are unbelievable to me.
I think you're unbelievable.
Do you have any idea how hard it is to win an NFL football game?
Stop
it. I mean, it is the most difficult thing to do, I think, in professional sport.
The NFL is hard.
It is. It is.
Figgy's on top of his game. Figgy's on top of his game.
Hey, I ain't going to do that to Bobby, man.
But that's my point. I'm like, I was told this was going to be a great offense. I was told it's going to be, you know, pick your poison. What is that, five-headed monster? Remember all that?
Yeah.
And Bobby Slowick with, oh, boy, now he's got toys. Oh, boy, it's very rare when it's clicking on all cylinders.
Yeah, and I mean,
yeah,
it would be one thing, because I know someone on the text line here, 832, or sorry, 713, I would blame it on the O-line. They're not aggressive like Big Red said. That's the problem. That's part of it. I think some of it is also you're not necessarily setting yourself up for success at times. And I understand, like, I'm not doing he's running the ball too much, right? Like, I don't want to fully go there. But I think that there's some places and some ways in which you can try and make this more efficient. I do think the offensive line has been a big hamper on what you're doing there. But also, like we were talking about earlier, right, when Clint yesterday said on the drive, the idea that, hey, man, some of these toss outside zones, not being successful there, and maybe that Damian Pierce coming back will kind of focus them on something that would be, you know, more effective, more downhill running. I went and I looked at some of the snaps of these kind of outside zone kind of plays. Actually, I just really looked at all the run plays from last week. Maybe that's not a full look at it, but just trying to get a feel of it. And one of the things I very quickly saw was, hey, man, you have your interior offensive line on those, you know, tosses that need to get up to the next level to get that linebacker so that he can't come down and make the play. And it feels like there in that game, and then also just kind of anecdotally throughout the season, thinking back in my memory banks, and I'm like, I don't think that they've gotten that.
Yeah.
Maybe if they have, they've gotten it a handful of times. Like, they're just, and it's like, is this not fitting what you're supposed to be doing? Do you need to shift the way that you're going about it? Because Bobby has said that the run game, it's the foundation of what you're doing on offense. Well, if you're not doing that well enough, and they haven't, Well, then how do we adjust that?
Yeah,
how do we make
it go? I don't want to be unfair to Bobby because I like him so much and what he can do.
No, I just don't want to be unfair to anyone.
I don't think I'm being unfair to Bobby. I think it's fair to say this squad really needs a complete game. Bobby Slowick really, really
needs,
stop it, really needs a complete game. Bobby needs it more than anybody.
All right, let's continue with Bobby because at least one of the things to help with Bobby, or one of the things that has helped Bobby, is that Nico Collins has been so damn good. Mm-hmm. And so Nico isn't there. So this will be one here. Who has to step up with Nico out for the next 4 weeks?
You know, Nico is a guy that is really irreplaceable. You know, I think he's been playing probably the best ball of his career. I think right now he was, I'd say for us, he was the best receiver in the NFL and what he was doing. And you know, you can't replace that. But at the same time, we got a room full of guys that are hungry, that want to go in, they want to get their ops. I think Hutch did a great job in the game after Nico went out. He took advantage of his ops. He showed up in the run game. He works every single day. Obviously, you have Metch, you have Woody, you have Sims. I mean, we got a lot of guys that can go out, that could play, and that can function. So we have full confidence that we'll just keep rolling.
Yeah.
Do you have to change any of the playbook without Nico being in there?
It's really the same as always. You know, everybody's good at their own things, and we like to emphasize the things they're good at, and we'll do that with the people we have out there.
And where I am with this one is kind of what I just said. Like, this team really needs a complete game from the offense. Because Nico or no Nico, again, you know, we were told about the five-headed monster. You know, we understand that they have weapons that they brought in specifically to win this year.
And our friend Denise Imperialand texted in and said, well, who told you that? I think that, okay, if you're talking about explicitly, as did anybody say it explicitly, but implicitly, when you have this level of investment, when you go and get Stephon Diggs, when you trade for him on this offense, that is implicitly that this is supposed to be a very good offense in the ways that they've invested and tried to make this.
And to be more specific,
go get Joe Mixon. Don't forget that as well. And I understand he's been injured, but like all of those things are implicit in that this is supposed to be a good offense.
Yes, you're right. But to be more specific to that question, C.J. Stroud told us. Is that good enough? Like, you know, he's the one that was talking about how great this offense was going to be and the five-headed monster and all that. So, yeah, this team needs to have a complete game.
Absolutely, and I think that you need it even more now. They're capable, right? We've talked this up and down that they have a lot of people. This is why you have Stephon Diggs. This is why you have the depth that you have a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to need to show it because, like we're talking about in the grander scheme, you've got all these guys and the offense is going to be there, and it hasn't been there to the same degree. Now, there's been yards and you've been able to make that happen, but you have not been able to turn them into points. You haven't gotten yourself into the red zone. In fact, they've been good in the red zone, as Bobby mentioned, 69% red zone touchdown percentage, which is nice, but only 13 trips, which is good for 22nd most.
Yeah, man.
Like, you're not giving yourself the opportunity to do that, so you're still missing those things. And that is with, you know, what we've talked about, the big play potential that Nico Collins has given you. Everybody else has to even this out. And all of that, while you're trying to figure out how to replace the Nico, you also need to raise the level of all of this.
Right.
So, yeah, this absolutely has to be some level of get-right game, or you would hope at least that it's some level of get-right game against a Patriots team that we at least do not feel super strong about.
Yeah.
Right? One more thing from Bobby here before we move this along. Where Bobby was asked specifically of what he hoped to see from Stephon Diggs, the man who you brought in to be wide receiver one type player with Nico out.
Honestly, the same stuff he's been doing. You know, he's one of the best separators we have. He's really good regardless of leverage he has in man coverage. He's one of the better people I've seen at beating leverage where they don't want to be beat. You know, and then at the top of routes, he's extremely explosive. He's good with the ball in his hands. Probably this year, actually, I think he's been the most efficient ball in the hands receiver we have as far as yards and the yards that are available and what he's getting. So he's just going to continue to grow in the offense as we keep going through the year, and it'll be fun ride.
Look, and that's why, you know, from the very start of this week, from the very start of when Nico went to the IR, I feel like Stephon Diggs is the guy that's going to have to, as much as he's played well, even step up even more and be that guy. And you just heard Bobby Slowick talking about that.
Yeah. excited to see what this looks like, man. I want to see how the Patriots use Christian Gonzalez fully within this. I know he's a matchup corner. He has that ability, but I really want to see who they try to or how they try to implement him against
it. And how Bobby reacts to that.
100%. 100%. But yeah, we've said it a lot. This offense needs to progress, and this is a great opportunity to see some level of progress.
What if they don't? What if they don't have a complete game? They get another win like they did? Figgy, what if they just like six games in? Are we going to be like, don't worry? Because a texter just kind of made me think about this. You know, in the words of Aaron Rodgers, relax.
I ain't going to lie. I thought we was going to see a lot of fireworks.
Yes.
In this season. And I'm not mad at it. I will be fine. Like, to me, I feel better the way they win the games. Like, seeing CJ march down the field and whenever it needs to be done. So yeah. I feel a little more confident with that, but I still was expecting a lot of fireworks.
If it doesn't look complete, if they don't have a complete game on offense, there would be some concerns. Like, this comes back to our conversation about if they play to their competition.
That's right? True.
Yeah, I do feel better because the wins they did have, I don't feel like they were lucky wins. Where they just lucked up.
No, they made some plays. They relied on CJ. Yeah,
they made some plays when they needed to be made, but it's still a lot of stuff they've been doing, the self-inflicted wounds and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I do wonder if you can continue just riding off of the, you know, riding on the edge of this, right? Yeah. Like, just skating by in some ways, because it gets more difficult, admittedly, on the course of the
season. I don't feel like that's going to work for Kansas City Chiefs.
Or just over the course of the season.
Or Baltimore Ravens. Yeah. Like, that can work against Chicago, or that could work against the Jags. Mm-hmm. Hell, maybe the Bills. Maybe the Bills just had a bad game. I don't know. But Kansas City, you can't do that with them.
Yeah. So, look, Bob. It did feel like a little bit of excuse making, or maybe just like a frustration with the ways that we in the media have talked about this. Because I'm sure that he looks at some of the challenges that he's had and said, "Look, you know, these are all factors, and we all need to kind of get better within this." But ultimately, the way Bobby that you get us off your case is by having that complete game from the offense. Yeah. And of course, that's not all him when it comes to it. The guys on the field's got to do it, but. Buck stops with you, buddy.
That's a lot on him.
Buck stops with you, buddy. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. It's a great canvas for him, though. It does feel like this Patriots team has a lot of opening for them to be able to, for the Texans, rather, to be able to get some things done. So hopefully this is the week where we can give Bobby a whole bunch of praise for the offense showing up in the ways that we wanted to. All right, you're in the loop. Sports Radio 610 coming up next. Let's get into our lunchtime confessions on a Football Friday. We'll do that next.